The company Elkhorn Industries is seeking a permit to rehab 700 feet of dock wall along the Superior Harbor. But Midwest environmentalists say the firm is also working on plans to use the stronger dock to load Great Lakes ships with tar sands oil being piped in from North Dakota or Canada. Lyman Welch of the Alliance for the Great Lakes says it would be the first shipping of the heavy oil on the Big Lakes, and history shows heavy oil and water don't mix.
As we've seen from the 2010 Enbridge spill in the Kalamazoo River in Michigan, a spill of tar sands oil requires years of removal efforts, even in a shallow river water.
Welch wants the Wisconsin DNR and federal agencies to do a comprehensive analysis of the broader oil shipping issue when looking at the repair request for the dock wall in Superior. But DNR Northern Region Director John Gudjalski says for now the topic for his agency and the Army Corps of Engineers is just the dock wall permit and whether the construction would harm navigation, recreation, water quality, or wildlife.
In the future, there was a development or a proposal to develop that area of land. Depending on what the proposal was, then we, the Department of Natural Resources, and other state, federal, and local entities would then apply the necessary regulatory review.
Gudjalski says a decision on the dock wall permit could come by the end of the year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.